Divest McGill is a climate justice campaign aiming at both raising awareness in the student community and making McGill a more environmentally friendly school. They're slowly becoming more famous across campus thanks to their numerous demonstrations calling on McGill to divest its holdings in tar sands and fossil fuel companies. Students regularly organize fun, offbeat protests, such as a bike demonstration back in October, or last Valentine's Day, for example, when a dozen students demonstrated on campus holding giant pink cardboard hearts with slogans such as "McGill, break up with fossil fuels," or "Climate change is not hot." But despite its cheerful tone, Divest McGill is aware of the importance of its actions.
Amina Mustakim-Barrett,
Divest McGill organizer, agreed to chat with us.
I'm an organizer for Divest McGill. Divest McGill has been around for almost 2 years now. We are a grassroots campaign. I guess we are a group of community members and students, faculty, staff, and we're asking the McGill administration to remove its money from the fossil fuel industry and reinvest it elsewhere. And we're a campaign that's a part of a wider international campaign. So there are around 600 now divestment campaigns around the world, and they're all asking their respective administrations to do the same, so to remove their investments from the fossil fuel industry.
Okay, so I was about to ask you what divesting means, but I guess you just defined that.
Yeah, it's kind of like a buzzword for us, I guess. It's basically the act of removing money from one investment and or placing that money into another investment.
Ideally, what you would want McGill to do is to invest in something more environmentally friendly than fossil fuels, tar sands, what it's doing right now.
Yeah, exactly. So we are asking that it change its investments, but we don't ask that it reinvest in something in particular. We're kind of leaving that up to them because obviously investments are not our expertise, and we understand that it might not be feasible to reinvest only in renewable sources of energy. So as long as it's not the fossil fuel industry and it's still, you know, something sustainable, then we're just asking them to move those investments into, more sustainable companies or industries. The investments make up what is known as the endowment fund at McGill. And the endowment fund is there. It's just basically a group of investments, and the interest from those investments are used. It's basically like a safe for future students. So in case McGill ever needs that money, it's there. And the interest is used for the operating budget every year. I mean, it doesn't make up a ton of the operating budget. I think it's less than 1% of the operating budget. So it's actually nothing at all.
Yeah. So I guess the most important part is what these companies do more than how much money McGill gets from them.
For us, that's definitely the most important part. And the fossil fuel industry is obviously one of the worst actors in the advancement of climate change and environmental degradation. So for us, it's important as students and as staff and faculty that since we're paying into this, it's important for us that our money is not kind of continuing this industry's practices and the social injustice that it causes, the environmental injustice that it causes.
Okay, now would be the right time to maybe explain what fossil fuels exactly are.
Yeah, that's I guess a good question. So fossil fuels are basically any kind of resource that is used as energy and causes the emission of what are known as the greenhouse gases. So when you use fossil fuels, they emit greenhouse gases, which are CO2. CO2 is the big one. I want to say nitrous oxide or nitrous oxide and another. Naturally, the planet has the capacity to stay at a good and healthy 15 degrees Celsius. But these greenhouse gases cause it to retain more heat and thus cause the warming of the climate.
Could there be also problems like possible population displacements?
Yeah, and we're seeing that already. I mean, the effects of climate change and the effects that the fossil fuel industry is causing are being seen today. So we know that in third world countries or in the global south, you're seeing population displacements because of accelerated climate change. We know that Indigenous land rights are being like extremely abused all across Canada and the world because these are monster companies who have the money to buy out and affect mm-hmm. policy changes and the political sphere more than they should be able to. So yeah, definitely. It's not only a question of, you know, environmental degradation, environmental justice, but this is really, I would say, almost more so about social justice.
To learn more about how environment activists are involved in the fight against fossil fuels, we talked to André Bellil, president of the AQLPA, the Association Québécoise de Lutte contre la Pollution Atmosphérique. André is an optimistic and confident activist. His motto, Pensez solution, think about the solution. But he did admit to being disappointed by Suzanne Fortier's decision.
Well, my name is André Bellil. I'm president of AQLPA. It would sound something like Quebec to Stop Air Pollution, or QUESAP in English. We've been active on the Quebec scene and the air quality question for 32 years now.
You've been involved with AQLPA in fighting fossil fuels. Your organization was part of a protest against the use of fossil fuels that took place back in October in Montreal, if I'm not wrong. Can you tell us how that went down?
Every time we organize a demonstration, it works fairly well because people are very supportive of our action. Now, what we were engaged in is questioning the possible coming of the dirty oil from Alberta, from the tar sands. We've been trying to raise awareness on this for a while now, because first, we all have to face global warming. It's a big problem that we all know about, and mm-hmm. the people also know about. And our demonstration, even though there was not that many people, was fairly well covered by the media.
Yes.
That's an ongoing fight, and we still have to fight that for, I would say, months and years. And we also have to remember that Canada is is betraying the global community. We were part of the agreement of the Protocol of Kyoto, but mm-hmm. then when the Conservatives came in, they just turned their back on this engagement, and that made Canada a traitor. And we also have seen our emissions raised by 70%, and most of that comes from the tar sands, productions of oil from the tar sands. So we're really delinquent, and it's really not a way to go, because that means Canada has also turned its back to the young people, because, in the next decades, the problems will be very acute. And then if our government is doing the wrong thing, or is, adding to the problem, then it proves that this government just don't care about the youth.
What was your reaction after hearing that McGill is still in favor of funding fossil fuel extraction and is not supporting student activist groups such as Divest McGill?
Well, that's very, very, very deceiving. I was expecting to be supportive and to be in line with reality, and it sounds to me that money matters more for McGill than the future of the young people that they're supposed to be with. It's very deceiving. So mm-hmm. if I have a message, is I would suggest to the board of directors to look again at this decision and change it over, and be supportive and be part of the solution rather than part of the problem.
Our listeners can, of course, find more information about André Bellil and his colleagues' work and everything AQLPA has been doing for more than 30 years at aqlpa.com. As for Divest McGill, you can find out more at divestmcgill.com.